And now, today's word.
Well, I am doing the sixth part of my message, The Father and His Household, and my subtitle is The Last Adam. The Last Adam. And this is the last but one in the series. I'm going to conclude next week. But today we're talking about the last Adam. We've looked at so many things about God's relationship with man. We said from the beginning that God started with man in the Garden of Eden. And man was seen as a child of God or a son of God. And then man sinned and became an outcast. So the first relationship God had with us was father and son. Then we became outcast because of sin. And then God began a process of reconciling man to himself. He chose a man called Abraham, and he made Abraham a friend so that Abraham could visit him and he could visit Abraham. Through Abraham, God established a second relationship with man, a friend, God and his friend. Then through Abraham, a third relationship also was established with the Jews through circumcision, and they became covenant people of God, but they became servants of God. So we have a father and his children, a father and outcast, father, servants. Last week, we talked about the tabernacle. And we talked about how God gave a tabernacle for man and how the tabernacle represented our worship of God. And that God gave the tabernacle so that we would have access to him. The tabernacle in the wilderness was the place of God's dwelling, and through the sacrifices that were done and the services that were done, man was shown a shadow and a type of how to approach God. Today we're going to talk about something very important in God's scheme of restoring man to himself. That is the coming of the last Adam. So let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45 to 49. 1 Corinthians is after Romans. Chapter 15, verse 45 to 49. Now, in the passage preceding this verse, the Apostle Paul is discussing the Christian life, especially the kind of body that Christians will have when they get to heaven at the resurrection. And so he describes the fact that there is a spiritual body, there's a natural body, there's an earthly body, there's a heavenly body. And in that discussion, he introduces this concept that we're going to teach on today, the first and the last Adam. So listen to what he says in this portion. 1 Corinthians 15, 45 to 49. And so it is written, the first man became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. I want you to note that phrase. As we have borne the image of the man of dust, so shall we also bear the image of the heavenly man. So in this passage, God or the Bible teaches both Adam and Christ as representatives of the human race. Adam is a type of Christ because Adam is the first head of the human race. He's not just an individual, but he's the head of the human race. And as a result of him, humans were born. In the same token, Christ is the head of another race, and out of him, another group of people will be born. So in this Bible, there are two Adams, the first Adam and the second Adam. The first Adam and the second Adam. Let's see how the Bible introduces the first Adam. The four phrases that I used to introduce the first Adam is that he's the first man, and we know that. He's the first man that God created. God made him in his image and likeness. He's the father of the human race. God created him, took the woman out of him, and through the two of them, all the human race came into being. So he's the first man. He's the first man. Secondly, the Bible describes him as a man of dust. Man of dust, that means he came from the earth. Remember, after Adam and Eve had sinned, God said to Adam, "For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." So Adam had his beginning from dust, from the earth. He's a man of the earth. Although he had the spirit in him, he's a man of the earth. That's very important, a man of dust. And remember, the Bible says, if we are born that image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man from heaven. Thirdly, he's called a living being. Living being, he's a self-conscious person. And fourthly, he's called natural. Natural. He's not spiritual, natural. What does that mean? It means that Adam reproduces naturally. For children to be born through Adam, they come through the natural process, through the natural process of birth. A child is born through the natural process, and he becomes a descendant of Adam. All of us physically are descendants of Adam, and we came through the natural process, not a spiritual process, a natural process. So the first Adam, he's a first man. He's made of dust. He's a living being, and we relate to him naturally. To have an Adamic nature, you come through the natural process. That's how you are born. And that is why when Nicodemus came to Jesus, Jesus said to him, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." And the man was very, very, very perplexed. He says, "How can that happen? Do I have to go back to my mother's womb and be born the second time?" Because Nicodemus knew the only way to be born is through the natural process. You have to come from a woman. And Jesus says you have to be born again. And so what is this second birth? Well, later Jesus explained that it's a spiritual birth. So there is a natural birth. It comes through the Adamic line. Adamic line. And Adam is natural. But there is another birth. And that comes through the last Adam. The last Adam. The last Adam was very necessary because the first Adam failed. The first Adam failed. And because the first Adam failed, everybody failed. Sin entered the world. Everybody became a sinner. Everybody was an outcast. Everybody's lost. So if God is going to save mankind, he has to find a way of creating something outside of the first Adam, because the first Adam and his line is not good. It's a sinful line. It's a disobedient line. They are called the sons of wrath, sons of disobedience. And so God has to find another way, and he came through the last Adam. Everybody say the last Adam. The last Adam is the Lord from heaven, according to the passage. He's the Lord. So this last Adam is Jesus. So there are two Adams. The Adam we know, Eve's husband. And there is this other Adam that is Jesus. So Jesus is called Adam, and Eve's husband is called Adam. Both are Adams. One is first, one is last. So that means that there's no Adam after the last one. There's only two Adams, the first one and the last one. The first one and the last one. The first Adam, the last Adam. Two men, first Adam, second Adam, or last Adam. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 14, we read, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come." And that's the part I want you to note. Adam is a type of him who was to come. In other words, when God was creating Adam, he also had another Adam to come in mind. So Adam is a type of him who was to come. The one to come is Jesus. Jesus was not an afterthought that God thought about when man sinned. The Bible says he was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. God had anticipated that Jesus was going to come to correct Adam's mess even before Adam messed up. So there is a first Adam. He messed up. And so God says that I have an antitype in the future. He's a Lord from heaven. We call him Jesus. He's also going to be another Adam. So in God's mind, there is going to be a first Adam and a last Adam. I hope you're understanding that. So there is a first Adam, Eve's husband, last Adam, the one we call Jesus Christ. Both of them are Adams. Both of them. So sometimes you have to clarify which Adam you're talking about. Eve's husband, Adam, or our Lord, the Adam. Now, he is a type. Adam was a type of him who was to come. So it was set that he was going to come and he would be an Adam. Now, Adam is the foundation of a race. So it means that Jesus was also going to be the foundation of a race. People trace their genealogy to Adam. It means that people are also going to trace their genealogy to Jesus Christ. There are descendants of Adam and there are descendants of Jesus Christ on this earth. All right. Now, the last Adam is reckoned as the second man. He's described as a second man, and that's very interesting. It means that in God's mind, there are only two men on this planet, two men. The first man and the second man. Now, if you ask the United Nations, how many people on the planet Earth, the United Nations will tell you there are 7 billion people. If you ask the government of Ghana, how many people are in Ghana, they will tell you 25 million people thereabouts. If you ask God, how many people are on Earth, you say two. Who are those? The first man and the second man. In God's mind, everybody belongs to either of these two. Because you see, if you take all humanity and you squash them back, they all end up in one man. We all came from him and we are all part of him. So Adam is one, and everybody who came out of him is part of him. So there's only one man. God's judgment on that one man affects everybody. But then the Bible says it's not just one, it's two men. And the way God treats the second man is the way he's going to treat everybody who is in the second man. The way he treats the first man, he treats everybody in the first man. The way he treats the second man, he treats everybody in the second man. So if you are in the first man, you benefit from God's treatment of the first man. So if God sacks the first man, everybody is going with him. If he accepts the second one, then it means he has accepted everybody who is in the second man. Are you following that? There are two men, the first man and the second man, not the 1,000th man, not the 7 billionth man. It's the first and second. You think you are a large population, you're just one. All right. Now, the second man, the Bible says he's from heaven, whereas the first one is from the dust. The first man is from heaven. That means the origin of this man is from God. And I will do a little bit of that next week. But he is from heaven. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. So before he became flesh, he existed. He was not nothing who became something. He was God who became flesh. So that second Adam is not produced from the dust, he is produced from heaven. He's a heavenly man. The third thing about this last Adam is that he's a life-giving spirit. Life-giving spirit, that means that he's able to impart life. And the fourth is that he is spiritual. Whereas the first Adam reproduces naturally, the last Adam reproduces spiritually. So in the spirit, in this last Adam, he doesn't give birth physically. He gives birth spiritually. The first Adam gives birth naturally. The second Adam gives birth spiritually. You belong to the first Adam naturally. You belong to the last Adam spiritually. So he's a spiritual man. And that's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. You have to change your lineage from the first to the last Adam. And to do that, you have to be born of the Spirit. Because the last Adam, he doesn't give birth naturally. He gives birth spiritually. Are you following me? Okay, that's very important.
The Father and His Household. This seven-part series will help you appreciate the various stages of the relationship between God and man and empower you to fully partake of God's divine nature through Christ.
Humans change, civilizations change, knowledge changes, wisdom changes, experience change. God does not change.
Get your copies of The Father and His Household by Pastor Mensa Otterwell, available in 7-part audio series. Contact Altar Bookshop, Christ Temple, now on 233-302-688-000.